Hello and welcome. This file is called Ella's Journey, a space odyssey. And it's basically a trip into space and a little sightseeing tour. Now, if this is something you like to experience, make sure that you won't be disturbed for the duration of this file. Get yourself into a nice and comfortable position where you can easily let go and relax. Lay back, close your eyes, just listen to my voice, and let's begin. Now, just close your eyes and imagine, and you will find that the more you imagine it, the deeper you will drop into it. Immerse yourself in it. It will all become more and more vivid, more and more real. You will feel everything, hear everything, see everything. That's right, experiencing everything as I tell it to you. Maybe just like in a dream, where as long as you're dreaming, there's no difference between dream and reality. It's just real as long as you're in the dream. Now what I like you to imagine is that you are getting ready. Ready to fly into space. And you just arrived at the launch tower. Getting out of the bus. Already in your space suit. And you look up. Looking up at the massive rocket that will launch you into space. And you get into the elevator, and as it slowly drives up, slowly, further and further up, you allow your mind to drift, to float, thinking about the journey ahead of you, thinking about your trip into space. As you get higher and higher, you might already imagine it. Imagine the wonders you will experience once you're in space. And then the elevator arrives on the top of the launch tower. And you walk over the walkway to your capsule. And when you're halfway across, I'd like you to take a little moment to stop, to look around, look at your rocket, look around the surrounding area. Feel the sun on your skin. Feel the wind flowing over your skin. Just looking around. Taking a moment to say goodbye to Earth from now. And then you go to your capsule, climbing in through the tiny hatch. There are technicians that help you, that strap you into your soft seat, that get you ready for launch, that help you to put on the helmet. And you are getting ready. You're getting ready to be launched into space, to experience space. And maybe you're a little bit nervous right now, because you know the launch itself will be a little bit uncomfortable. But you know, once you're in space, you're flying free of gravity, free of all your worries and cares and stresses. That's right. And the technicians close the capsule, and you are waiting, calming down, allowing your mind to just drift, to wander as time passes, as your launch is drawing closer and closer. Then the countdown starts, and you're in the last 10 seconds. 10, 9, 8, 7, you're incredibly focused. 5, more and more. 4, 3, you feel, you hear the turbo pump starting up. 2, the engine starting up. You feel the roar, you hear the roar. 1, and you can feel it. You can feel the rocket slowly beginning to move, slowly climbing upward, meter by meter. You feel the vibrations, you feel the power of the engines, you hear the roar. even in the capsule. As you accelerate more and more, as you feel the acceleration, the G-forces beginning to push you into your seat, your body growing heavier and heavier. The noise around you is so loud, drowning out your thoughts. The G-forces push you into your chair, and you can feel the vibration as the powerful engines accelerate you more and more as you get higher and higher, faster and faster. You're being pushed deeper and deeper into your seat as you grow heavier and heavier and heavier as you accelerate more and more. The G-forces pushing you down, the vibration, the noise all around you, and then suddenly, silence. The first stage is burned out. You're coasting. You're suspended in zero G. Everything is quiet. The G forces are gone. You hear one slight vibration as the first stage is jettisoned. And then the second stage kicks in, accelerating you again, quickly slamming you into your seat. You can feel the vibration, the roaring, closer this time. The whole craft, the whole rocket is vibrating. You are pushed into your seat further and further, deeper and deeper, as you grow heavier and heavier, as you sink into your seat more and more. The G-forces are pushing you down while you see the colors in front of the window changing from a light blue to darker blue to black as you're still being pushed into the seat, forced into the seat by the acceleration as you go faster and faster. And the noise and the vibrations from the powerful engines are reverberating through the capsule. You're pushed into your seat deeper and deeper. You grow heavier and heavier. And then it stops again as the second stage is burned out. And you're weightless again. You take a moment. You use the opportunity to take a quick peek out of the window, seeing Earth around you, seeing the curve of the horizon. It's so high you can see it. And then the third stage kicks in, accelerating you even further, instantly pushing you back into your seat. The acceleration is so strong, you feel so heavy, you're pushed back stronger and stronger, deeper and deeper into your seat, feeling so heavy. As you go faster and faster, higher and higher, further and further away from the Earth, as you accelerate more and more, the G-force is forcing you down into your seat. You're so heavy, you feel the vibrations, you hear the sound around you reverberating through the entire rocket as you go faster and faster, accelerating more and more, growing heavier and heavier and heavier. And then it's over. You're in space. You hear a slight vibration as the third stage is jettisoned. And you're free floating through space. Suddenly weightless, suspended in zero G, suspended in silence, feeling so light, so wonderful, so free. You release your restraint, taking a peek out of the window. You see the Earth beneath you, and as you look down, it looks so peaceful. So calm, this wonderful blue marble floating through space, looking so peaceful from up here, where you're far away from your stresses, far away from your cares and worries and responsibilities. It's all back there, and it will all still be there when you come back. But right now, you're in space. You're weightless, and you look down, down back to Earth, as you fly higher and higher, further and further away, as it grows smaller and smaller behind you, this beautiful, fragile, amazing planet feels so peaceful from up here, it is so beautiful from up here, and then you decide to look forward, to look forward to see the moon. You're approaching the moon. You know your course is going to take you past it. Then you look around. All the stars around you, like a sea of stars, without the atmosphere, the light pollution, The sky is filled with stars. There's so many of them. Like a sea, like an ocean of stars. And you're floating through it. And it's so incredibly beautiful. All those little lights. All around you. Everywhere. So wonderful, so peaceful, so calming. You just flow through space, weightless. There's nothing here but you. You're weightless. There's no sound. There's no one. There's just you in the sea of stars. Just you with all the beauty around you. That's right. And you're getting closer to the moon, looking at it, seeing the craters this close up, the structure, how it seems to glow in the sunlight. So beautiful, so magical, so calming and peaceful. That's right, as you fly past it, you're already curious. As you fly past the moon, you can see the dark side of the moon. Something very few people have seen with their own eyes. And you can look at it, just drinking it in, enjoying every moment of this journey, losing yourself in it. And it's all so beautiful as you fly through the sea of stars. All around you, so many of them, everywhere, makes you feel so calm, so peaceful, so relaxed. That's right. And as the moon begins to shrink behind you, further and further away, as you float peacefully through the sea of stars, you're approaching a nebula, and you look at it, the beautiful colors, the beautiful structures, so wonderful, as you get closer and closer, and then finally floating through it, there's colors all around you, the stars around you have disappeared. There's only colors outside, beautiful colors, beautiful shapes, and you're floating right through it, the beautiful colors all around you. It's so amazing, making you feel so calm, so peaceful, so wonderful. That's right, you're surrounded by this beauty, and you feel it. You feel it echoed in yourself. You feel so amazing as you float through this nebula, as you float through space. So peaceful, everything quiet. There's nothing here but you. There's no one here but you. It makes you feel so calm and so happy that you are here to witness all the beauty around you. And then you leave the nebula. And as you leave the nebula, all the stars around you come back. And you're suspended, flying through the sea of stars again. And you can see the sun coming closer as you're getting ready to slingshot around it on your way back to Earth. That's right. And you get closer. Far enough to be safe, but close enough to get a spectacular view, as the windscreens automatically dim down as you get closer, getting slightly opaque to protect you. And as you fly around the sun, you see an amazing spectacle. You see solar flares shooting up. Gigantic solar flares, hundreds or thousand times as big as the Earth is. Such an amazing spectacle, and you're so close. as you see these flares developing, dancing in the magnetic field of the sun, humongous energies bubbling around you like an amazing, gigantic lava lamp. You just look at it, look at the spectacle where you fly around the sun, look at the flares popping up, changing their way, their form, their shape, dancing with you as you fly around the sun. And you change your way back to Earth, going back down to Earth. And then you leave the sun behind you as it grows smaller and smaller behind you. You know you're going back to Earth. And then you are crossing the path of an asteroid, and it's pretty close to the sun on this part of its journey, and you can see the solar wind melting away little particles. You can see the tail made up of billions and billions of tiny little ice crystals glittering in the sunlight. And you're so close, you can see it. You can see them glittering like billions of little diamonds, reflecting the light, breaking the light, like billions of little prisms, creating this amazing rainbow of colors. And they're all glittering and glimmering and shining just for you as you go past it, seeing it, looking at it, enjoying it, still floating weightlessly through the sea of stars. And you're passing the asteroid, and it's disappearing behind you in the depths of space, and you can see the moon again as you pass the moon, and the Earth is getting closer and closer, and you know this little journey has to come to an end. But you know that you can take the relaxation you are feeling right now, the peacefulness you are feeling right now, and take it out of trance with you and just enjoy it for the rest of the day. That's right, just enjoying it, letting go as you get closer and closer to the Earth, knowing it will stay with you. You see this beautiful, fragile planet, this wonderful blue marble, getting closer and closer as you come nearer and nearer. It's almost time to come back, it's almost time to land. Then you enter the atmosphere, you feel the capsule slowing down, you feel the roar, the heat shield protects you. You can see the plasma in front of the window, almost looking like you are flying through polar lights, beautiful colors dancing in front of your window as you're getting deeper and deeper, as you're slowing down further and further, more and more, slower and slower, and the plasma is fading away, and then you're slow enough for the parachute, and you're slowly gliding down to Earth, and you have 1,000 meters left as you slowly come back, 900 meters, as you wake up more and more, 800 meters, 700 meters, coming back to the room, 500 meters. You're so deep, you're almost back to the Earth, you're almost back to being awake, and 400 meters, you feel your body waking up again, all your vital signs are normalizing, 300 meters, your muscles build up tension again, 200 meters, you begin to move your fingers, your toes, take a deep breath, 100 meters, you stretch, getting ready to open your eyes, and touchdown, and you're gently bobbing in the ocean, waiting for the ship to get you. And I very much hope you enjoyed this little journey into space with me. Thank you for listening and goodbye.